We live in this great information age, but at what cost? Does it do any of us any good coming out of high school to score a perfect ACT score and lose our soul? There's a critical difference in a world of knowledge and a world of wisdom. In preparing for my homily today, I came across a story that I think kind of shows the difference. There's a young man who desired to become a master at something, and so he became a master at tying his shoes. And he could find all kinds of ways to tie his shoes. He could make them look like butterflies, and he could make them look like dogs, kind of like the guys with the balloons that can do all these little different things. And he could make them practical. He could tie them so he could carry stuff with him, so he could keep his keys with him, then he could carry a bucket with him, so he could make them very useful. He was given honors and became very famous in how he could tie his shoes and inventing different types of knots, both practical and artistic, and his skills grew. But along with his skills grew pride. And he began to look down on others who couldn't tie their shoes. God forbid the invention of Velcro. But as one day, as he was contemplating a new design, he was walking along and he came to this busy road. And he was so immersed in this new design that he was going to create for his shoes, he walks out into the street. Along came a truck. It wasn't just a new idea that hit him that day. So the rest is history. He had kept everything to himself. And in an instant, it's all done. This man had so much knowledge of that one particular skill. But he wasn't wise at all. Solomon was a man who understood which was more important, wisdom or knowledge. God offered him anything he desired. Ask whatever you will, and I will give you. He could have chosen wealth, power, knowledge. He could have chosen to destroy his enemies. He could have just chosen a long life, but he foregoes all of that for a wise and an understanding heart. He understands that the greatest treasures of all are not the possessions that we might have. These things come and go, as they did to Solomon. They can be just as easily taken away as they can be given. True riches, though, can never be taken away. That is the pearl of great price. Like the treasure that the man found in our gospel today, when it is discovered and this person goes out and sells everything they have in order to buy the field so that they could possess that treasure. Possessing the treasure is worth more than anything that they had had. In our gospel, Jesus asked his disciples, "Do you understand this?" And they reply, "Yes." But did they really? One thing that we know about the disciples is they were pretty thick. And so are we. It's one of the things that we have in common with them. So did they really understand, or were they just trying to save face? Were they just trying to give him the answer that they knew he wanted them to give? Just as Jesus had finished telling them the parable of the weeds and the wheat, they had no clue and he explained it to them. Today he speaks of casting a net into the sea. And pulling this net in, all kinds of fish, good and bad, are pulled up. Kind of like the weeds in the wheat, right? So he asked them today, "Do you understand?" And he is asking us today, "Do we understand?" St. Paul can help with our understanding. In his letter to the Romans, he writes, "All things are given for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose." When this forms our perspective, it allows us to see things a little bit differently. We can experience a tornado in our town. The political world may be in a whirlwind. We can experience a tornado in our health, in our economic well-being. But although we may lose things, we may even lose our life in this world, as Christ did when he showed us the path of the cross. When we hold to what is true treasure in our hearts, we will never be empty. That is true wisdom. That is a wisdom that goes beyond the bonds of this world. A wisdom that tells us the kingdom of heaven is right there all around us if we are wise enough to see it. And we may come across it in different ways. We may come across it like this person who discovers it in a field, seemingly by accident. We may have it in an instant. We may come across it by feeling that lump in our breast, shortness of breath and a pain in our shoulder. We may come across it in an accident or in a tornado, something that is not planned for, but is something that we are so immersed in that we cannot avoid it. We may come across the kingdom slowly, a quiet yearning, a restlessness. This is what St. Augustine was speaking of when he writes, "Late, late have I loved thee. Where have you been all my life?" And in God's reply, "I was with you all the time. I guided your search." And then there are those who embrace God throughout their lives in the church, in the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, communion, reconciliation, marriage, holy orders, whatever it might be, slowly maturing and growing throughout our lives. However it happens, developing this strong relationship with God, recognizing His kingdom in our midst, is a matter of self-sacrifice. It's a matter of that metanoia that I've spoken of so often, that complete conversion of heart. And when that happens, our entire life is put into perspective. We can see that God acts through us. We can see that our choices and our actions truly matter. They matter in ways that we can never imagine. We can see that our lives truly matter. We can become the greatest shoe tire the world has ever known. But with wisdom that it is not about tying shoes, it's about our lives giving glory to God, then tying shoes can give glory to God. If honors, money, or success come, great. If failure comes, our business fail, great. Because either way, we have God at the center of our lives. We can see all of these things for what they truly are. When we have God there at the center, the false gods in our world can fall to the wayside. The treasure is ours. The pearl is ours. And God's invitation to Solomon is offered for each and every one of us. Ask something of me, and I will give it to you. Do we understand?